With the okay of a local school district and law enforcement, the new gun reform law allows for the arming of some teachers and other school personnel through a voluntary guardian program. Classroom teachers who don't have any other duties like coaching would be excluded. School districts across the state are grappling with whether they want to join such a program, especially since lawmakers specifically devoted millions of dollars in the budget to those efforts.
The plans that have been approved for how individuals can be a part of this program, someone like George Zimmerman could get a job.
That's West Park Democratic Representative Chevron Jones. During the past legislative session, he spoke out against that particular provision in the law, also known as the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School Public Safety Act. It's named after the mass school shooting, which left 17 people dead and 17 others injured in February. Jones says he still, as he did then, has a lot of concerns as a member of the Black Legislative Caucus.
The fact that students of color are profiled more, period, brings an uneasiness to me when we are talking about arming our teachers and recognizing that Broward and Dade County has not adopted this measure. But you look at other counties that have large population of kids who look like students within my community. I think that it is very careless.
Jones calls it reckless that such a provision supported by the National Rifle Association was put in the new law that he believes also has good parts. Meanwhile, as for the NRA's Marion Hammer, she too has mixed feelings about the law. Speaking recently during NPR's All Things Considered, she touted how lawmakers provided funding to address mental health and the hardening of Florida schools.
And all of that would have been beneficial. But they threw in what I call political eyewash, nothing in the way of gun control in that piece of legislation would have had any impact whatever on the Parkland shooting or the Pulse nightclub. The bill requires a 3-day waiting period. The Parkland shooter went through a 5-day waiting period.
In addition to the waiting period, the new law includes raising the minimum age for gun purchasers from 18 to 21 and a ban on bump stocks, an add-on that can't allow a semi-automatic weapon to fire like an automatic weapon with a single pull of the trigger. There is already a lawsuit filed against both of those provisions. Hammer's group particularly doesn't like the age limit and brought a federal legal challenge. The NRA also trying to make a 19-year-old woman who wants to join the lawsuit anonymous. Hammer, who says she's received threatening emails, fears the woman will be harassed as well. The state wants that motion dismissed. Meanwhile, as to the lawsuit as a whole, Republicans in House and Senate leadership appear confident in the constitutional muster of the new law. Here's Florida House Speaker Richard Corcoran speaking to reporters in March after the end of the legislative session.
I say it all the time. I think I've been sued more times than any other presiding officer. And I don't think we've lost a case. I don't think we'll lose a case. I think what we did was constitutional. It was extremely impactful. And it will go down. And in 5-10 years, people will talk completely differently about the bill we passed, including the NRA.
Still, Corcoran did side with the NRA when it came to adding some controversial provisions to the state constitution that came before Florida's Constitution Revision Commission. The CRC is a panel that meets every 20 years to revise the state's constitution and put the matter before voters on the 2018 ballot. Weeks after the bill became law, Corcoran sent a letter to the CRC saying he's against adding an assault weapons ban and an extended waiting period to the state constitution, and those issues will not be appearing on the November ballot. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.